Hard to believe, but Saddam Hussein may have made the same mistake twice, counting on a casualty-averse America to back down when the chips were down.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
According to the New York Times, a secret Pentagon report based on interrogations of captured Iraqi leaders and officers, portrays a paranoid leadership believing that President Bush would limit himself to ordering a bombing campaign that Iraq could withstand, leaving the government in control. The Pentagon report stirred memories of how Saddam Hussein miscalculated in 1990 when he came to believe that the first President Bush would offer no forceful response if Iraq seized control of Kuwait. On July 25th of that year, he summoned the recently arrived Ambassador April Glaspie, who told him that the United States had no position on his dispute with neighboring Kuwait. According to an Iraqi transcript of that conversation, Saddam Hussein, in the course of a long monologue on the Middle East and Iraq's problems with Kuwait, gave his analysis of American society. He said, "Yours is a society which cannot accept 10,000 dead in one battle." Glaspie said, "We have no opinion on your Arab-Arab conflicts, such as your dispute with Kuwait. The Kuwait issue is not associated with America." About a week later, August 2nd, the Iraqi army stormed into Kuwait, and probably to Saddam Hussein's great surprise, the United States went to war to drive him out. At that point, the Iraqi chieftain had good reason, based on recent history, to believe that America was reluctant to risk its citizens in whatever cause. Iran had seized the American embassy and its staff. A marine barracks in Beirut had been blown up. Hostages had been taken in Lebanon, ransomed with the sale of missiles to Iran. All of this without a forceful American response. And so Saddam Hussein, to whom lies were very cheap, apparently reckoned that America was too soft to sacrifice lives in defense of its interests. He learned differently, of course, but that he should make the same miscalculation a dozen years later is, well, mind-boggling. This is Daniel Shore.